There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And if you are stuck in traffic on your way home, do not fret, because it's time for the second hour of the Lori and Julia Show.
Thank you so much. Don't worry, we will keep you company. Welcome, new and longtime listeners.
Yes, and we're doing, you know, we always get questions about travel. So we are launching Tuesday's Travel on Thursday. It probably will never be on this day again, probably, but who knows? And one of the big things that, Lori, that we keep getting asked, and, you know, you do way more international travel than I do, like way more. Mm-hmm. But we do have some tips on that today, is when is duty free? When can you use it? Because when we walk into our airport, if you turn down the gold concourse, there the first thing you see is duty free. And you're like, can I just buy this because I'm here?
You can buy it as long as you're leaving the country. You're going
somewhere.
So
they will
somewhere.
Check your boarding pass and make sure you're going to Europe or Mexico or Canada or whatever.
Wherever. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So I like to buy duty-free on the way back. I've also, you know, we've been in the golden days of when duty-free, when the flight attendants would, the catalogs were there.
On the flight,
and you could buy right in flight.
Yes, but some of the items. Iceland Air may still do that.
They might, but everybody got rid of their magazines during COVID.
Yes,
and here's
miss a magazine.
Here's my best tip about duty-free alcohol. You can bring back 2 bottles per person from duty-free. But so like if you're flying from Mexico and you're coming right back into the Twin Cities, but if you're flying Mexico to Chicago, last stop Minneapolis, or maybe you're going to see somebody in Europe and you want to bring them, you know, your duty free,
right?
You know, you're going to buy them something from the airport, but you fly through Amsterdam to connect to your next place. So you want to buy your alcohol at the last airport before you arrive to your destination, because you have to go through security and customs
you would
again,
give it all
and
up.
Then you'll lose your 2 big bottles of booze.
You will. You
so
will.
If you're
so that makes sense.
Connecting, you can still duty-free shop at that connecting airport to go to your final.
Yes.
One time, Casey and I, in Europe, we did do this. We bought it all out of the wrong order. I had to say goodbye to some very expensive jam. I was beyond, and honey.
Yes.
I was beyond mad that I had forgotten that.
Yes, the
liquids. Because I could have just, you know.
You could have bought it the last spot, of course.
Yeah. So anyway, in most cases, you can bring back $800. Worth of duty free.
Okay.
It, you know, that's about average. I think Europe, Mexico, but like one thing in Europe, they have something called the value added tax, the VAT, and you have to ask the store for that voucher, and it's a way of getting money back at the airport, mm-hmm. but you have to find that VAT thing before you go through security, otherwise you have to come back out of security. And so anyway, you have to pay attention if you're
and
trying
this
to
was
get
never
back.
Staffed when we came back from through the Cancun airport when we were bringing back tequila, because the people sold it to us said, oh, you'll get 50% back at the airport.
Oh no, that was just a scam.
I know it was
by them. Yeah,
but it wasn't no staffed on the other side. Yeah,
no, there is no VAT for Mexico. You
it
just
was,
shop at duty free.
But it was some other tax thing that they talked about.
Yeah, well, that was because they were hustling you from the
100%.
Beginning.
100%. So don't believe that. Do not believe that. Okay.
So, you're leaving the U.S. So that's why, like, if you're just going to Vegas and you're there, I'm going to go get some Lancome lipstick that'll be 20% off. No.
If only.
And on average, do you think the makeup, because cosmetics is a big part and perfumes and sunglasses and designer bags is a big part of it. Is it on average, 20% additional? Maybe off.
You're not paying taxes on it in the country that you purchased it in.
Okay.
So that's what you're saving money. And I think the duty-free shops are also, booze is your best, deal. And the little end caps where they have different cosmetics and fragrances where they put special deals together. Those are good bargains.
Yes, they are.
That aren't found anywhere else. I'm a real avid. I love the Amsterdam airport and the Cancun airport, those were duty-free. Amazing. Airport.
Amazing shops.
Yeah.
Okay, so I printed off something about going to Europe this summer, and we already talked about if you are planning to go, how much longer it's going to take to get your passport updated. You really need to be planning ahead. They did a whole story on it again today. And basically, they let their staff go during COVID, and then they're trying to gear up, and they just can't get up fast enough. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the things, if you're going to Europe, consider taking just a carry-on bag. If you're, and this is why, okay?
If you're connecting,
you need to do this. If you're going to, I know people that are going to London, then going to Italy, going here, going there. But European airports compared to ours are overwhelmed and understaffed completely.
Especially if you're flying inner carriers. So if you're not, like if you're saving money and you're going on American and then you're going on Aer Lingus.
You have to keep your bag with you.
Yeah, you'll have to count on the intercooperation between the two airlines to make sure that your bag follows you to your final
destination. It's unlikely that exists.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And we've heard of the nightmare, and they say it's even going to be worse this summer, so just beware of that.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're flying direct nonstop.
Sure. Okay, stacked carry-on spinner suitcase is one people love by Samsonite. Mm-hmm. That's a very good one for that. Of course, the AirTag, again, is kind of a big deal that people like to have in their luggage. And then let's just say, because you go to Paris and you stay, Lori, but for people who go somewhere and then they travel on a train and go somewhere else,
you want to have a light
suitcase. Yes, because in trains, the luggage racks are smaller. Everything is smaller in Europe.
Yeah, you would not want to have a full size. You can get a new one of those new smaller ones. They really
the Samsonite one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's TJ Maxx always has good. But the key is getting the packing cubes or the things that tighten everything up.
Air vacuum.
Yeah. Getting those bags so you put all your underwear and your socks in one thing, and you can get everything so tight that you can really get a lot in if you use the packing cube.
Well, European shipping is now cheaper than checking a bag.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is absurd.
Yeah,
And then the other thing is, because Shannon's in Europe right now. Mm-hmm. So when I was in Seattle, we were going shopping for some undergarments.
Yeah.
And they have all these travel socks, travel underwear. You know, you and I both just bought Fit Feet. The socks with the wicking that don't smell, that don't do any, remember we just bought them.
You mean the wash and dry camis and underwear and socks and stuff like that. Yes. You don't have to pack as many.
Yes.
I did that for Africa.
You did do that.
Because we were going to be out in the bush and they're like, we recommend the G Adventures, like go to an REI or something and you can only bring a duffel bag. I borrowed your dad's duffel bag.
You have to really be conscious of what you're doing.
He's got a good one, at least.
Yeah. He did have a good one.
This is another one that's important because people will wait too late to get their tickets to the Louvre or to the Vatican. And a lot of people right now, you have to pre-book them.
You can
pre-book the Louvre, the Colosseum, Anne Frank's Museum in Amsterdam, the Uffizi Gallery in Florence, and the Vatican in Italy, because a lot of box offices aren't open anymore. You have to pre-book your stuff.
And I'll give you a good sightseeing website that's legitimate. They work with local operators in each of the cities. Viator.com. Viator. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Globally. We use it in Cancun. You can use that everywhere.
They're wonderful. And they work with local. They vet everybody so you can trust what's going on as far as like booking interesting sightseeing things and that sort of stuff, bike tours.
Love it.
All right.
If people want to ask us questions, send us an email, Lori and Julia. Okay, when we come back, it's time for Random Thoughts.
Well, let's have it be Testimonial Thursday for Learning RX. Here is really a great testimonial about Morgan. And Morgan is a third grade girl, and she was the one who was super frustrated because she wanted to be a good reader, and she was below grade level in reading, having a hard time, had been meeting with the reading specialist at school for over a year. Her parents saw no improvement. She was getting frustrated because she was like feeling like she wasn't getting
right.
it. Then the teachers were like, it could be dyslexia. She ended up coming into Learning RX, taking the assessment, found out she had low long-term memory and auditory processing. So her memory weakness meant she couldn't even retain sight words and right. didn't remember all the odd exceptions and the auditory. She couldn't sound out words. So anyway, she's reading and loving it.
And we know Learning RX specializes in reading. Call them today.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so if you're wondering why it's so hazy and cloudy, we can thank Canada, Northern Alberta, and Saskatchewan.
What's happening?
They're having ground level smoke from wildfires.
Already?
I know, it seems early for that, but there's a very, very low air quality alert till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, and you are to avoid prolonged time outside.
Really? I just said it was gray and cloudy skies we were having today, didn't you guys?
Mm-hmm. I just thought I was PMSing.
Okay.
Hold down the shades.
I don't know. That seems early for wildfires, but my mom said the Pacific Northwest also has air advisory.
It just seems crazy because I feel like all it's done is rain for so long everywhere.
And there's flooding everywhere.
Yeah.
Italy. Did you see Northern Italy?
I watched GMA this morning, just like you, and I saw that havoc.
Oh, my
the
gosh.
The flooding. Oh,
yuck. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Lightning, burn your place to the ground, or flooding? Which would you rather?
Flooding, because you can save some things.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I made it too easy on you guys.
I know. Do you think this is long overdue? You know, when we talk about the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile,
it's a Wienermobile. I mean, I don't feel like we talk about it very often, but I'm aware of it. I knew a guy who... That was his college claim to fame, was he was the Wienermobile driver. And I was like, I wouldn't use that as like some credibility thing, but he thought it was the greatest thing because other guys thought it was great.
When we saw the Wienermobile growing up, we thought we had seen something out of this earth. I mean,
I never saw it growing up.
It used to be at the Ambassador Hotel where the Cooper Theater used to be on. It was
394 and 100. Highway 12 and 100. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But anyway,
okay,
the Wienermobile has a new name. The Frankmobile.
No.
You know what? They've been trying to get Sears Tower to be not called Sears Tower for like 10 years. Good luck.
You don't think that's going to happen?
Oscar Mayer. No, I don't.
I mean, no, I'm not going to call it the Frankmobile.
We're going to call it the Wienermobile.
Well, all right. But they just want you to know that they tried to change it.
Listen, Wiener is a respectable name. It's the Wienercott. That's right.
There we go.
Jeez, okay. The Frankmobile. What about all the Franks of the world? What do they have to say about this?
They can get a free pack of hot dogs if they go up to the Wienermobile. Something like that. I mean, it was something
good
for Franks.
Anyone named Frank?
I think it was something good for Franks.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Anyone named Wiener, do they get a free pack of hot dogs?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wiener?
I know. Okay, so when we first started, like 2 years after we started, the Ruby Slippers were on loan to the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and they were stolen.
Yes,
one of only four ruby slippers out there.
One is
at the Smithsonian. These were in a traveling exhibit that was at the Grand Rapids Museum.
And our first thought was, I bet they didn't have very good security.
Well, they didn't.
If they had any at all.
What happened is...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
At the time, the ruby slippers were insured for $1 million, and federal prosecutors...
Didn't the FBI investigate it and everything?
Yes, the FBI was all over it. They had multiple suspects at the time. Terry Martin was just indicted this past Tuesday, and officials have not said what led the investigation
to finally the theft.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
The ruby slippers Martin allegedly took are the four remaining pairs. Smithsonian has one. Academy of Arts and Sciences has one. Mm-hmm. One's in a private collection, and these are the other ones. So anyway, they were stolen and are currently and have been in the FBI custody since someone found them. I feel like it was in 2012.
Wow.
Or something. Until the court cases are done, nothing can be done with the slippers. No, but these were found more recently than that, I think. Anyway, they're at the time they were insured at $1 million. They're up to $3.5 million is the worth on these.
And 19 years later, they finally, I wonder how they, what was the lucky break?
Don't you remember when these were found? I feel like these were found in 2019, 2020. It was weird. They found them, though. Maybe you could look that up for us, Ellie.
The guy that...
he broke into the window in the museum's back door to get in the inside, and no alarm sounded, no fingerprints were left behind.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's what he was looking for. He probably was the most recognizable thing there.
He was a burglar.
Yeah.
He knew one of only four pairs of red slippers.
Oh, he did know that.
You would have to know this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it sounded by the likes of it that like this guy was just a regular house robber.
He was a burglar.
Okay.
There was a traveling exhibit.
Okay.
People knew the ruby slippers were there.
Okay.
It was 2018. They were recovered. Yeah, there was a break in the case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the FBI is still working on it before they get returned. We've uncovered the mystery of the book that's coming out for $45.
Oh, the mystery book has no cover.
Right. And booksellers had to pre-register to buy the book, but had to sign something that they wouldn't say who the book was about. And everyone thought it was a Taylor Swift memoir and picture book coming out in July. But no, and behold, it is BTS, according to the New York Times.
It's a BTS, like, mm-hmm. scrapbook.
Yep, it is.
Look at Ellie's face.
But the pre-sales were huge. It became number one bestseller on, like, Barnes & Noble's list.
New York Times, the pre-order.
Mm-hmm.
So it is about BTS.
It is about BTS.
I'm not going to get it, but I am going to read everything I can about it so I can almost pretend I've seen it.
There you
go. Look at all the photos that are available online, and you know that's how I'll read it.
I want someone to scan it in and
even want to do all that, but I do want to see a review about it. Oh, there's probably some.
Glory, you know one of your pink black gals is dating one of the BTS guys.
Yes,
you
know I do know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. People who have YouTube, because you know all the cord cutting, people like the YouTube platform because you can get sports and TV and other things. They are going to be giving you a lot more advertising in the near future and adding unskippable 30-second ads to many of its top-performing videos and lineups. So you're going to see those soon. I have to admit, I'm not a fan of ads in the streamers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan.
No.
You lose your track. You can't toggle around.
Yeah.
Then when you go back into it, it doesn't start you where you are. It starts you at the very beginning again.
They're trying to get you up to the level so that you'll pay
for the next level
for
up.
For the next level up is what they're trying to do. They're deliberately trying
they're
to provoke
you. They're kind of painful,
you.
And you kind of think, well, for $400, does it really matter?
See how it's
does
working
it matter?
Already?
I know. All right. One of the main things Furniture Manor has been known for since they opened up is that they won't be undersold, and they make luxury affordable. It's so true. Fashion-forward accessories, personalized design service for you, and luxury made affordable. And they have beautiful, beautiful lines there. So if you're wondering what I'm going to see when I go there, you're going to see furniture displayed like you don't see it anywhere else in town, and beautiful vignettes and beautiful, you know, wall art and great accessories and things to make everything just be so happy. We love shopping there.
It feels like Architectural Digest in there, and then you look at prices and you're like, oh, okay, so they have something for every price range here.
Wonderful. Furniture Manor, 2 miles north of 694 on County Road 81 in Osseo.
Hey, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Hey, we are going to make a couple people happy today. We are going to take callers 5 and 6. We are giving away tickets to the Murder on the Orient Express for a week from Friday. That's May 26th at the Guthrie.
At 7 o'clock.
That's right.
So make sure you can go.
651-641-1071 if you don't know the number by heart. But yeah, the Murder at the Orient Express is playing through July 2nd at the Guthrie, and tickets are available. But we forgot to give away a pair on Monday, so we are just giving away 2 pairs
just
today,
excited.
Making people lucky.
Yes, lucky. You know? And call us, and Ellie will get your information.
I keep waiting for your mom to ask one of us, we going to this, girls, shall we be going?
She'll ask.
But this is a classic play that I've never seen, even though I've seen the movie.
I've seen the movie, but I've never seen, you know, live theater is everything. I can't wait to see what the Guthrie does with it. It's supposed to be wonderful, and it's revenge and justice, and, you know, you've got all different walks of life on that Orient Express. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun.
I was very happy to see this in a decision that we've talked about
yes,
it. We've
we
been
have.
Waiting to hear about it. And it was the Supreme Court ruled against Andy Warhol's foundation in a dispute over whether Andy Warhol violated copyright law when he took a photographer's image of Prince and did a silk screen on it. And the artist, the photographer, Lynn Goldsmith, who's paid like, you know, $250.
She was commissioned by Vanity Fair
to take
the pictures.
She said, then if anyone can just take one of my pictures or any artist's work or an image and just alter it slightly and say it's their own. And that was her, you know, and went all the way to the Supreme Court sided with her and said, yep, Andy, you have violated it and it does not fall under fair use.
Right.
So I think a lot of people very happy about this decision. And it was a 7-2 decision.
Yep.
A rare, you know.
One of the things, Lori, is that Vanity Fair used the photo again without paying
her.
So that got her mad.
Yeah,
and then she took this all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, so I guess it was a lively 2 hours of arguments where there was a litany of hypotheticals and pop culture references.
Yes.
About when does a secondary work of art qualify as transformative. So it was a lively day at the Supreme Court with people giving these hypotheticals and pop culture examples. Mm-hmm. But they were really like, okay, so you could actually take a movie poster, change some things in it and say, well, this is, I'm not infringing on anything.
Right.
So anyway,
it was done.
It was done. So that is
totally, totally, totally good.
Very good.
Okay, so I think Ellie's still on the phone.
She is. She's still getting everything.
Oh, gosh.
Conan O'Brien
is getting
a show, but I watched it on Jason's TV show, and it's called Conan O'Brien Must Go, and it's
you love.
I do
Ellie
love
do this. Jason, I wish you were out there and called in right now.
Because honestly,
you've been on fire this week, and I just, I miss you. We have not seen you in a while.
He's our daytime rewind. He helps us with our show prep.
Love it.
But Grant had told us, you guys got to watch this four-episode international travel thing that Conan O'Brien called Conan O'Brien Must Go. So Grant posted it to our show page, but I actually watched it on Jason's show, and everyone was laughing, including me, the audience, where he's, you know, visiting new friends he's met via his podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, travel show format, people love to do. Stanley Tucci had a successful, I think it's coming back, Searching for Italy.
There's a new
Ava Longoria had one. Eugene Levy, The Reluctant Traveler.
Rainn Wilson's comes out tonight.
Yeah.
And his is called Rainn Wilson and the Geography of Bliss.
Yeah, but Conan is so funny. When you watch this trailer, I mean, he has a way of looking. He's got redheaded eyes. That's what he's got. He's seen the world through redheaded eyes. He's just... So
he's funny.
Yeah, he is a delightfully wacky
twist.
You know?
I love that.
So anyway,
I absolutely
it's posted on our show page, but yes, I watched it on Jason's TV.
I know. I love that. Okay, well, whatever.
Julie, you know what I was doing? I was going through my jean closet. I was trying on jeans. And
it's a closet because that's all I own for pants.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I really winnowed out all my, you know, corporate America pants a long, long time ago.
21 years ago.
Yeah, I think I have two pair. Yeah. I think I have a black pair and a nice pair of, as we call them, slacks.
Uh-huh.
Kind of an eggplant slack.
Oh, love
you know?
Love the slack.
And, like, that's all I have. And I'm like, I need to go through these jeans.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So anyway.
They shrink on you. They're too short and they come to me. I'm excited.
And I realized, like, drunken, you know, shoes.
Shopping.
I also might buy
the same
drunken jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Like, I noticed.
You are an excellent drinking shopper.
I am. Oh, boy.
I mean.
I love to just champagne.
I'm telling you, when we were in LA and we went to the Michael Kors shop that day, and they, would you like champagne? We were in the Farmer's Market, you know, where Nordy's is there. Mm-hmm. And they're like, would you like a glass of champagne while you shop? And we're like, yes.
Yeah, they could see us coming a mile away.
I spent more money there than I had a right to.
Right. I remember that. Because then you're like, do I need to go back there? And I'm like, keep it all.
I was like, wow, that's not me. But it was fun. It was so fun. But yeah, I'm excited about that.
I've bought two pairs of jeans in the same expensive brand that are short crotched for me in two different styles. And I'm like, wow, I really like these jeans. I bought them back.
You bought them twice.
I do that with jeans, too. You gotta. Yeah,
I guess.
You know what I really need to find, though? And I've been on, I wear black long sleeve V-neck shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I need a nice one. Not really nice. Not a $75 t-shirt, but maybe like a $40 long sleeve t-shirt V-neck. This is my uniform, Larry, and I need my Eddie Bauer vest is worn.
I'd recommend going and finding like a Michael Starr or a James Perse, P-E-R-S-E. Find those. You like the cotton. You like the feel
of
those. They're expensive, so they don't pill.
I need.
Or they're made out of something that they're not pilling.
I need them to feel good on my skin because I'm real skinny.
It's like that heavier, soft cotton.
Yes.
Right? I want the
light. My girlfriend has a bunch of those.
Where'd she get them?
I think she got the ones that I like. At least she got them at JCPenney, and they kind of fall a little like looser around her like hips. They don't tighten on the bottom, which is
I
why
mean
she
that
likes
is
it.
True. I have found some of my most basic things like that, like at a Penny's.
I used to get them at Target.
At Target,
but they don't have that.
Clothes. Mm-hmm. Target's gotten bad with clothes. They don't have decent clothes anymore.
No.
Well, they are doing some stuff.
I haven't gone in.
I always
in so
pop
long.
And get something. And then again, today I was at Costco and bought some clothes.
Yeah. I mean,
Costco, I found a really cute pink linen shirt for like $14.
Yeah. No, I got my dad's wife a really cute skirt once at Costco.
I bought a skirt there today,
summer.
Too. I do.
They have nice little squirty things. So, you know, I mean, I can find shopping anywhere, but I've decided I seriously need to go through
the jeans.
Everything. It's just right. been too long. I mean,
you were supposed to do this in COVID.
Oh, I was supposed to do this Remember in COVID. Everyone? Well, they never let us not work. We never stayed home. We never had any closet cleaning time.
We did.
No, I'm so glad we had to come to work. But seriously, we never had time to learn French or clean our closet.
And nor would we have done either.
Well, I would have if I had stayed home, if I really had to stay home.
I still remember, because I was single at the time, and I still remember working on that puzzle you gave me, Starry, Starry Night.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so hard because every blue looked like every other blue looked like
That's
every other
blue. And I could, hard puzzle.
I could only do it if there was good daylight.
Yeah.
And then I'd get it, and it was, you know,
I feel like I got that at the Electric Fetus.
I love
they
puzzles.
They have such good gifts there.
Yeah.
I love puzzles. Puzzle exchanges are a good thing because a couple people on my tennis team exchange.
Are you guys,
it's a good thing because they're $20 a pop, and if you do them quick, and you know,
Costco has 1,000 puzzles for like you know $10.99.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Just FYI,
Costco for the win today.
Yeah, listen, Costco for the
I'm
win
telling
today.
You, it kind of some days, but you
got to
really
like gird
score.
Your loins. You got to gird your loins.
My bill was way more when I left than what I thought.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the trap.
Mm-hmm. But it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use it forever.
Yeah, right.
My new pink shirt that I'm probably going to give to my mom.
All right, listen, we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak. I called BS on this the other day, but this little ray of cloud is being yelled at by everybody now, 2 days later. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Lori and Julia for El Burrito Mercado. We love, love, love it. But, you know, they have the amazing happy hour there.
Yes, they
Tuesdays
do.
Tuesdays through Fridays. Plus, they've got a wonderful breakfast 7 days a week.
I heard you over talking with some of the engineers about the breakfast there.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a broadcast there in early June.
Yes.
And they're like, oh my gosh, we ate there yesterday. We love, love, love it.
The food is so good.
Great meats for grilling.
Yeah, their butcher shop because everything is seasoned. So it makes really delicious grilling. And also, El Burrito Mercado is hiring servers for their restaurant, bar, and patio. It's a casual, fun place to work. Starts at 17 an hour plus tips.
That's
a
great.
If you speak un poquito español, es muy bueno, but not necesario.
And if that means if you speak a little Spanish, that's fun and great. But if you don't, it's still okay.
Yeah, you can check that out on Instagram and Facebook, El Burrito Mercado.
They're hiring.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood. I read this on Instagram the other day. I just rolled my eyes and called BS because I roll my eyes on a regular basis at that little ray of clouds called Cameron Bure. You know, Candace Cameron Bure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just find her eye rolling. Okay, so the other day, she on her Instagram, she revealed that she hadn't eaten fast food except for In-N-Out in 20 years. And she'd never had Taco Bell or anything else. I've never fast food. You can't convince me to eat otherwise. And I just said, and she said, 20 years, this is in her story. And I called BS. Did I not in the double wide do
it? You did.
I was just like.
Even Laurie, who doesn't like fast food, eats it.
I'm like, you're lying. That's just not possible.
And she has kids, doesn't she?
And she has kids.
Yeah.
So guess what the netizens of the internet.
Did they send pictures of her at fast food places?
Chick-fil-A. Expressing her love for Chick-fil-A with her kids in
the
car.
I love Chick-fil-A. That line is awesome. Always backed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
So the new bird she's going to have to eat is crow because people were just like, you know, reminding her that, no, in fact, you have
By
expressed
way, you
your love.
This.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You did this.
So I do love it when the netizens of the internet find the evidence and find the proof. And we find out that she's a, you know, a chicken charlatan.
I love it. Okay, this one kind of, I thought was interesting. Rachel Bilson, who we all fell in love with in Heart of Dixie. And if you have not watched
it, go back to the OC.
Well, fine, but Heart of Dixie, binging Heart of Dixie is so satisfying than waiting every week like we had to when it was on. It's so much fun. And then she was on Nashville after that. And
you're not giving her props for her original
OC. She's on the OC. She's an OG. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, she revealed that she lost a job, an acting job that she was signed up for because of her comments about sex. She said, this is the first time it's ever happened to me in my professional life that I lost a job because of things that were said. Mm-hmm. And she said a job got taken away from me because mm-hmm. I was speaking candidly and openly about sex in a humorous way on one of her friend's podcasts. Okay.
Let me Hollywood speak this right there. Let me stop you right there, Rachel Bilson. This is why people have publicists, okay? Because one of the things that you, as an actor, is that people want to transpose all kinds of illusions on you as a person and da, da, da. They don't want you talking candidly about a lot of personal things. I mean, it's just, they would just say, do you really need to go on a podcast and talk about sex? You know, you haven't acted in such a long time. It might be, you know, you, or at least temper how you are going to talk about sex, because she ends up, you know, going quite explicit about she wants to be manhandled.
Wasn't she with Bill Hader?
Yeah,
and he went on and on and on and talked about the size of his Johnson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She
got carried away.
She did.
And her big mouth cost her her job. And it's not any different than anybody else that, you know, when you're being hired for public consumption, which is what I think of actors. And
you're right. You know, don't want to be salacious out there because her brand is not this.
No, it isn't. And I remember not even wanting to talk about it because I was all worried that somehow she did do this conversation on a podcast and she didn't run it past her publicist or anything, because it is the one thing that I do think that, like, quote unquote, people in the entertainment business, it's not that you can't talk about it, it's how you talk
about
it. And she was kitchen table talking.
She was totally. And then what she said about Bill Hader. That was like, oh my gosh.
Well, and we've known that about him from other people.
If I was Bill Hader, I would have been pissed.
Yes.
Leave my Johnson alone.
Right.
You know, she has been very.
So now she's learned a valuable lesson.
And it's not on brand for her at all.
Well, this would be, if I were her, part of her team, I would have, like, just, you know, asked her, because, you know, that's the thing.
Her mom's a sex therapist. I was just reading her profile.
So she's probably grown up in a house where it's,
but it doesn't matter.
I remember shocking people coming on the radio here because I was flying such a sexual freedom flag because of
how I grew up. So different from me.
Yeah, well, just from many, many people. Very few people. Their parents do not call each other
8% of the people
booby and weenie and are openly in love, and they're young parents. I mean, it was different. And so anyway, so I just have always been more
way more.
Yeah. But anyway, so Rachel's learned a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
And people do forget when they are on podcasts, because you're in a studio and it's like a radio and you think, oh, nobody's really listening. And when in fact, you know, they can be interpreted. People can pick up stuff for news stories. You know, the writers are on strike, so there's no late night things happening. So there's going to be more and more entertainment things going and listening to podcasts to report and have things to talk about. I mean, this is just going to be, if I were a publicist right now, I would be cautioning all my clients about
how comfortable they feel about certain topics.
About certain topics.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay. Okay, so Kevin Costner.
Oh, he got on Instagram, too.
He took to Instagram.
Tell me, read it to me.
Well, he basically said on Instagram,
is this one with the director's chair and then just the movie name? Horizon is on it.
Horizon.
Okay.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done, but it's exactly what I wanted to do. He says, This is his epic movie.
I feel like you're not reading to me for verbatim.
All right, we're deep into the production of hashtag Horizon Film. And I have to tell you, I haven't felt this way about a movie since we were making Dances with the Wolves.
Oh!
Can't wait to share it with all of you.
Oh, dear. Well, it better be good because you blew up your marriage for this movie.
Yes. He wrote it. He's directing it. He is starring in it. But other people in this ensemble are Serena Miller, Sam Worthington, Jamie Campbell, Luke Wilson, Thomas Hayden Church, we haven't seen forever in love. Mm-hmm. Michael Roker, his son, Jenny Malone, Isabel. There's a lot of people.
Well, the Hollywood Reporter did a sit down with Kevin Costner and Francis Ford Coppola because both of them are two of the few directors that have put in gobs and gobs of their own money. And he's got 10 acres of beachfront property in Santa Barbara that he put up for collateral for this movie. And he and Francis Ford Coppola are talking about how hard it is to swim on your own in a studio town and going back and forth. But you know what? The one thing that never comes up in the back and forth, nothing about any marriages.
No. I think
because,
they probably
maybe Christine didn't know. Maybe she thought they were building a house on that land. Maybe she didn't even know
He
put it up as collateral for the movie. And when she found out and had to cancel the architecture plans,
that feels like something you talk about in a marriage.
But what if he didn't? Because he's just used to being, well, I bought this land. I've owned it since before Christine. You know, people can justify
it
in their mind.
And if they live at another place there and have enough land and property, I suppose.
Yeah, she doesn't need to know. And then she finds out. Because in this story, you know, I don't know. He's teasing this, but I feel like this movie, I hope, is a success for him because he's blown up his marriage for this movie.
I think it'll be just fine.
That might be four movies. And I feel like four movies about a civil war and a four-part movie thing, I'm already questioning
that. It sounds like Dances with Wolves.
He loves period pieces, Laurie.
I know, but four different movies? Dances with Wolves was only one long movie.
Yeah, it was like one 3.5 hour
but
long
it was
movie.
So great.
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah.
It was such a great movie, and he looked so hot in that civil union. You know, when he was a soldier before he turned.
He was on the Union.
He was on the Union side, yes. Yeah. Oh, God, it was hot.
Anyway.
Kevin, you can still be in our show.
People didn't know Lady Gaga was Lady Gaga. She went on TikTok to promote her makeup, you know, lipsticks.
I wonder if anyone's tried it. Have you ever tried it?
Her lips, no, but I was so, she's twirling around to Princess Diana by Ice Spice, and I didn't even know it was her. Is that Ozempic face?
Did we post? No.
We didn't.
She's
so skinny.
She's so tiny, and it also looks like she might have done a little tightening.
Oh.
I don't know.
Did you see this picture, Ellie?
She didn't look like herself, but.
No, I hadn't. I heard you talking about it, though.
She really kind of didn't look like herself, Laurie. I would agree with you there.
I'm just wondering. All right, maybe she's in big shape for Harley Quinn. I know we got to go. Sorry, Ellie.